can safely say if there's no one else here. Shmaitzashir. Thursday night. I think I said in the Dvar Halacha it was Wednesday night. Lomashanetz, Orla Gimel Teves. So that clarifies matters. And we're going to start from Shmaitzavah. We're in the middle of Boch Hashem. And we're going to do Perek Tes. We started Perek Tes already. We're going to go back to the beginning of Perek Tes. And the Shmaitz is talking about an Eid Echad, the Isurin actually being Chayzor the day Amaslo. And the Shmaitz, meanwhile, has not been Mechalek between Eid Echad Neman, the Isurin, and other places where Eid Echad's Neman. He's calling Eid Echad Neman, the Isurin, also like the Torah gave him a special Nemonus. Like when he says, when the Torah gives you a special Nemonus. So he includes in that Eid Echad Neman b'Yisurin. Very okay. And the din of Kol Mokom, Shemina Torah Eid Echad Ekan Shmayim. Umiyu. Boim Ebenihu, the Chozar, so the Chachmi Provincia hold that if the Torah believed you, you can't be Chozar Eid Echad Maslo. The Shmaitza has Ze'avdi, and you can be Chayzor Eidei the Hamaslo, that he said B'no, and he never, Avdi just meant he's Meshamash Ganevet. So the Shmaitza said that if you're Mefarish Dvarov, that's, it's not a Raya against the Chachmi Provincia in Gansin, because your Hamaslo is only to be Mefarish Dvarov, not to contradict Dvarov, not to be Chayzor. But there's another case of Zebini, and then he said Zeavdi. And also there was an Amasla, he wanted to not pay taxes on him. So he said Zebini, and then Zeavdi. And that's a Hakosha. He's not, there's no Perish there. Umi Boyd Bini, who the Chosbama Avdi, the Nemalonga Shoma Bini, Lavichami Meches, was Zebadi Mehemin Adi the Amasla. That's Bechal, not even Shver. Because there's no nemonos to say someone's bini. If someone's cheskas being your ben, you could say he's a bechor, or you could say he's posel. But if you don't know he's a ben, you don't have a special nemonos. The nemonos to say someone's your ben, to give him Yerusha, is midin migu, says the Shmaitzer. Ela misha migu, dibo yod loy b'matono, so therefore nemon gam li Yerusha. Even the Rachmon Elohim name, Mishmochi Nemon, Kshayim Rachakach Avdi. Yeah, so you can be Chayzor Eidei Hamaslo. You don't have a special Nemon to say Zebini. My Mashi Kuzaltim Zevik Zay Sechayshin. But you was around because of Pshitus, the Elechon Amei of Chayzor Magad Eidei Hamaslo, Ayin Shom, the Buchlik Nusfir Lei Gamken Afilu Hechad Rachmon Elohim name, which is Elechon Meheni Chazor Eidei Hamaslo. Here's where you see the Shmaitz is not being Mechalik between Elechon Eidei Bisurin, and the special nemonos, because certainly Chachmi Provincia are talking about a special nemonos of a father to say Kidashti is Biti, right? So you can be Chayzor Eidei Hamaslo, but Davka Mishnei Eidim Hudlo Mahmi Hamaslo, because the din of Kivin Shehigit Shubin Chayzor Magin, special din. Kivin Shehigit Shubin Chayzor Magin, it's not because of the weakness of an Hamaslo, but it's because of Kivin Shehigit Shubin Chayzor Magin. Verko Isha Shalom. Now, the Shmaitz is going to end up bringing down from Toysus that is Mashma, like Chachmei Provincia, that you're not Neman to be Chayzer. So, like a long complicated, not complicated, well, maybe the word is complicated. It's not hard, but it's complicated. Right, we know Zochalodnus Shloim Bufonov and Chavon Bufonov. In all of Shas, a get is considered to be a chayv for the woman, not a schus. But he's on his deathbed, and she's going to fall the yibum, and he wants to be zoicha mezake the get to someone that the person should be zoicha for his wife. Even the Sanyalei, do we say there's an assumption that she dislikes her brother-in-law, and Mamela's chusu the zochanodim shalay b'fonov, and she's takam gureshes, and she's not noifel yibum if the guy dies. I do makim the zin and the rachmaloi. It can't be so. It's not so blanket. This is like a chazal deciding on the teva of the world. Like, is there an assumption that she dislikes her brother-in-law? Or maybe not. No, keep the zin and the racham alei. Why you hula me poydem lo adam shalay b'fonah. And the Gemara ends up saying that chayshishin v'reha. I guess she's saying that. What is she saying? She wants to be. Wait. Amalei tnina chayshin v'reha. Oh, that's the right. And she comes, right? The light of the line is Yabet. So just to clarify, the Shemaitim of Ueros here performs a special service, and he brings down all the cases that we're talking about in the Mishnah. She comes and she says, "Mesa b'no b'ayla." Now there's four possible scenarios: that she was becheskus b'turim na'ibim because she had a son. She's coming and saying the Baal died first and then the son, so she's Nemon because she's sticking with the Chazaka that she threw him in Ayibun, right? Case number two is she says the son died first and she has to get the Siyabit, so she's not Nemon to take away the Chazaka, and she wouldn't be allowed to marry him, but she's Shavya Nafshe that she can't get married in the Shuk without Chalitza. So I guess we ask him to give a chalitza. We ask him to participate in a chalitza in order to free her. That's one. And then the other case is that the chazaka is that she's mechuyev in yibum. She went to Medina Sayyam the chazaka that she has no children and she's going to be zokas yibum if her husband dies. And now she says she had a child and the child died first. Since she says the child died first, so she's sticking with the chazaka. She's mechuyev in yibum, and she's sticking with the becheskos yibum. But if she says she had a child and the husband died first, she's turim in a yibum, so she's certainly not nemon to go marry b'li chalitza because of the chazaka. But she mechayshin l'dvareha. We'll see soon if it's shavya nafsho or not. But she's saying she's also to the yibum. She's saying she has to go to the shuk. She's saying she had a child. So chalat is the loy mishabemis. Now, according to Tosis, the Shemaitim of Ueros explains, the Gemara is going to bring a raya from the last case that she says, I had a son and the husband died first, and chalat, so that's going against the chazaka. Right? So we can't let her be mishabemis. No, she went away becheskos yibum. And she's saying now she's potim and ayim because she had a son, and then the son and the husband and the son died and the husband died first. No, she's saying this. She's saying the husband died first, and then the son. She went away because chiyuv ayim, and she's saying that she's potim and ayim. So chaylet of the loy misyabemis, right? The chalitzas she must have, and but we don't. Let her do yib. She doesn't have to do yib because she's saying she can't do yib.
We'll see.
He's chalit because that was the chazaka. She went b'ches b'schiyuv. She went away b'ches b'schiyuv yib. The chalita, the chalita is like make her adin, so to speak. She went away b'ches b'schiyuv yib. Okay. V'hainu meditran shom hisha shahol hiu b'aylo l'mdina sayon u'bno imohem. So that's what the Shmaitim of Ueros says, that the Tosis that he's about to bring down is from the Shmaitim brings down the first two scenarios. But the Tosis he's now going to bring down is addressing the last two scenarios, and even more specifically the last case.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. The Shmaita only brought down. He's not asking a kasha. He's saying the Shmaita, you know, the printer or the Shmaita himself, you know. The B'tais Hashem, who's talking about the last case. You're talking about Haidainim Yisrael Bemis, which is the Nafshav Yonafshach Hatichad Yisura. In other words, the Gemara says Chayshin Ludvareha, and we don't let her be nishyabing. What?
Right.
Chayshin Ludvareha. It's more than Chayshin Ludvareha. Like, I want a stronger lashon for Chayshin. I want a shabi anatsa. We don't let her be nishyabing. Yeah. Vishloimar. No, I'm sorry. We skipped something. We skipped the whole thing. So now, the Gemara brings a raya from the last case that she maybe does like the yavam. Because if she doesn't like the yavam, if that's our assumption, so why ain't a misyabemis? She left becheskas yibum, and her taina that niftara min hayibum is not believed because she doesn't like the yavam, so we don't believe her. So we do let her get yibum. If the yavam wants to do yibum, it could. Why do we say ain't a misyabemis because chayshul is varela? If there's a broad assumption that she's mechuyev in yibum. I'm sorry, that she hates the yavam. She went away becheskas yibum.
If we assume she hates the yavam,
then her dibur, which explains why she's fucking yibum, should be totally ignored. So the Gemara says, so okay, but she likes him a little. So it's a riot to our original shayla. Correct places, what are you talking about? Is the din of Shabbat Nafshe? It's not a question of believing her, not believing her. She's saying she's also to the yavam. What?
Saying that if you want to say it, you can count Shabbat Nafshe, so you are.
Tosis asks a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a raya that she hates the yavam. It's a raya that she. That she doesn't always hate the yavam. If she hated the yavam, she wouldn't be believed. Freck Tosis, time honored fashion. Oh, Freck Tosis, what's your raya? Maybe Loyim, she hates the yavam. And you're it. You told her, maybe the reason is Shabbat Nafshe.
But
you
told me he's
going to
knock it out.
So
it's not
hold
the
right. If you want to try to remove the right, relax. What are you excited about? We're learning places. What are you getting excited about? Places there, why don't you say Shabbat Nafshe? Ridicule.
For saying that
that
is not
Shabbat
Nafshe.
That's
not the reason why
it's something. I don't know. I ridiculed you.
No.
When? At what point did I ridicule you? Maybe I ridiculed you when we learned the Kasha of Tosis. You said it's not Shabbat Nafshe, so I ridiculed you. I said it is Shabbat Nafshe.
That's the Manus Maidahadi. The point is
that the Tosos. Stop saying that. We're learning that every time Tosos in Shas says the Kasha, and he says the Teretz, so the Teretz answers the Kasha. So I don't know why you're saying what you're saying. We're going to Tosos asks, why don't you say Shabbat Nafshe? Why isn't it a case? It's obviously not a case of Shabbat Nafshe, because if it would be a case of Shabbat Nafshe, I mean,
that's
it's
not what you told me.
Why are you all of a sudden giving a dissertation, a PhD, about the meaning of Yom Tomar?
Because, I don't know, I guess it's not that. Okay.
I'll tell you something that's bothering me since I'm in sixth grade. When you say V'im Tomar, then you should say Yesh Lomar, not V'yesh Lomar. V'im Tomar, this and this, Yesh Lomar, why V'yesh
Lomar?
It doesn't say Im Tomar. Okay, V'im Tomar, Im Tomar, I know there's Im Tomar, V'im Tomar. And if you'll say,
meaning that, we're not going to say that. But if you
stop with that. Stop getting hung up.
That's very different than a Kasha and Tosfos.
Tosfos not asking a Kasha when he says Yom Tomar.
No. Tosfos is saying, you might have a Havli to say, but forget about it.
So you're strengthening my Kasha. Yeshlomar, not V'yeshlomar. Think about it. Grammatically, you wouldn't say V'yeshlomar. You say, and if you ask this and this, I will answer you. One could answer. When you say Tamar, So yes, Makasha. Then you say V.A. Shlomo. But if you say V.M. Tomar, you shouldn't say V.A. Shlomo, you should just say V.A. Shlomo. V.M. Tomar, V.A. Shlomo. What does she want?
I'm trying to answer the wrong question. Why did you ask the question? I think I already answered
it. Answer the question.
I think that the answer is just the cost, but like Tama, the other case is Yeshoma. Tama, Kasha, Yeshoma.
No grammar. What? If you say Tama, then it makes sense to say V.A. Shlomo.
Why?
Because that's how you answer a Kasha. Tama, you ask a Kasha. You come to a full stop. Someone in this class asked a question. It's a question. It's accepted as a question. Now to answer, you would start V.A. Shlomo.
It doesn't matter, always say V.A. Shlomo, but
Tama. All I said was V.A. Shlomo is grammatically correct if it would come after a Tama. But if it comes after a V.A. Shlomo, then grammatically you should just say V.A. Shlomo, not V.A. Shlomo.
Because since in Tomar means that the Tosfos is already saying it's not Shabbat Nasha. If you want to say it's Shabbat Nasha, I will answer you and tell you. That
why have you picked this? Anytime Tosfos asks a kasha, and we peek ahead and we see who gives a terrace, why are you so.
Because it's cheap. This is not a normal kasha.
No. I want to know why all of a sudden you decided to make a big deal out of the fact that when Tosfos asks a kasha, he's about to give a teretz.
The question is, how is Tosfos learning Gemara? Tosfos is already learning Gemara clearly that this is not a kasha.
Obviously, clearly.
That's
wonderful.
That's an optimism. They say Tosfos is learning it that it is Shabbat Nasha.
Okay, I agree with you. So the Tosfos Shom Vim Tayma Haidainam Mishabemis, maybe it's because of Shun Tashavi Anafshe Chatikha Yisura, and therefore you have no raya that she sometimes dislikes the Yavam, that she sometimes likes the Yavam. Yishloimer, the Diek Midiktoni Chayletzes, Mashma Shekain Hadim. But it sounds like we forced the oven to make chalitza, so it's mashma she's nemon. Now, if it only be shavya navshe, then it's not an emonus that we could force the oven to give chalitza for. We could ask him to do chalitza, because she messed herself up by being shavya navshe. But like this, it's mashma she has an emonus. And therefore, she's Nemon. So she's Nemon. It must be because she likes, because she doesn't like the oven. It must be she's Nemon that we say, right, that she usually doesn't like the oven. No. Well, she's saying, right, because she might like the oven. Right. Inami, right, because that's why the Gemara has a raya, that we are not so blanket in our assumption that she hates the oven. Inami mashma the chayletzes avivu nosla maslo l'dvoreha. That chayletzes is even if she gave it a maslo, and really she wants to be nisyabe. She went away becheskes even she wants to be nisyabe now too. You don't let her say she's in their monos. Because it's mashma, she can't be chayzer the day amaslo. If it would only be shavya nafsho, she can be chayzer the day amaslo. And now she can't be chayzer the day amaslo. Oh, says the shmaitzah, mizani ramuchu dufilei toises. Eked rachmon ahemli loy mahani amaslo, like the chachmei provincia. Because if he held like the Ran, then the teretz is not a teretz, because. She can't be chayzer even when on a masla, even with him. Because she's never. She's believed. believed. He comes from Chazer and the Amaslo. I have a simple terrace to take from Kasha. Big increase your size and shake, you don't know how to turn it for less as long as you're members. You should be shabby and ask, I could take a sewer on near the ash, you can be shabby like the Yomom. It's a sheba, she's a shuba to marry the Yomom. It's a sheba to him, not just a mitzvah, or a nisim, but it's a sheba to him. Why Moses Nashme and Afsha Matika do you see? I couldn't run safe the dog, I'm his man, he lost him in a minute. You can't be Matika the sheep, but Shabbat and Afsha does not help. Love called Kamina to say she's also if she's Meshuma to marry him.
I thought when she is married to him, you don't believe
that's a regular husband. No, that's what he brings down. That's what he brings up on the run. A woman says to me, "Any loch, she's not that much." She's not that much because she's white. But next is the shavya nafshe chadikah di sura. Because of mishum the mishabdu lei lebal, my mother shavya nafshe chadikah di sura. The kain hachnami biyava, my name is loy mehemda b'toras aid. Loy manitan li ben, v'mkein hi b'ches k'zchuk al yobo. Ech imot v'lav k'lo yatma mi yobo, v'kein hi b'shabu lei li yobo. Al kain de mesav k'lo, de mokush p'kocha. Maybe he believe him. That's the place of Kasha. Maybe we don't believe him, but he's shabu yad hafsho. Vayin shem chudush yim arsho, shikot al hafishit.
What is the place of doing that?
I don't know, he's giving a different terrace to Tosha's Kasha. Why is the Mekudushim Marashar Shekot of Lavishitas places Shamin and the Sveika have the Yisanyim Rachma Levi Yavon Shemach Bobo Lechudi the Tony Nitin Li Ben Bambina Sayom Kolez is Levi Sabemus. But the Marashar understands places that he's going on the fourth case. Okay, we'll stop here.